spaceship hit a rock. We crashed down on the nearest planet and waited for a tow truck. It would only take 3,000 years, so we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling. Yeah. Oh, that was one tasty Garnuncoroni pizza.
Have you finished with your vacuum-frozen reconstituted tomato sauce and dough disc, Mosey?
The Earthlings call it pizza flip, and yes, I have. Yummy! You know, for someone who is solar-powered, I really do enjoy food.
And you are not going to eat the crust?
No. No one in the galaxy likes the crust. I keep telling you this, Flip.
Excellent.
What? What are you doing, Flip? That's not your snack.
It is now. You have clearly relinquished ownership of your crust.
But why do you want my crusts? Can't you just reconstitute your own slice in the nom-nom machine?
Yes, but why? Why waste the time and energy of creating new food when there is food here that would just go to waste?
Because it's weird. You don't just eat someone's crust, Flip. It's just not done. You should get your own.
But I do not need to eat an entire slice, and I prefer the crusts, and you never eat them! I find this to be an efficient snacking strategy.
Well, I find it to be creepy, Flip. And don't think I didn't see you watching me eat. I know you were waiting for me to finish.
I was simply checking to make sure you were consuming your food safely.
Mm-hmm. Sure you were.
And also to let you know that our show is about to start.
What? Right now? I just ate. I can't perform on two full stomachs, Flip.
Then I suggest you digest quickly.
Oh, that's easy for you to say. You've got the metabolism of a Targolite.
Beaming to all 42 corners of the multiverse, it's a special travelogue edition of Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling.
Welcome, Potters and intergalactic travel fans, to yet another fascinating episode of our travel pod called Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling. You may call me Flip.
And I am Mosey. We're here to introduce you to some of the most amazing Earth critters this little blue planet has to offer.
And that includes our two-legged field reporter friends. Some of the smaller human Earthlings have been transmitting field reports to us at 1-833-4-FLIP-MO.
Right! We'll hear from some of them a little later on, but right now, we're going to meet one of the most beautiful creatures on the entire planet.
Yes, we are very excited to welcome a special guest, beamed to us from Earth by our exclusive Roswell 5000 transporter system.
We are so excited to welcome the Slug! Oh, yes. Oh, work! She's even more beautiful in real life. Like me, she takes ooze to a whole nother level. I mean, I can't even.
But she is so much more than a pretty face and a body covered in slime, Mosey.
Oh, I know, Flip. I have respect for the whole slug. She's not just a gorgeous four-tentacled face to me. Did you know that slugs have 27,000 teeth?
Yes, Yes, they do. And they put them to good use. You see, Miss Slug here is a composter, one of the many earth creatures that actually consume vast quantities of decaying vegetation, dead leaves, and animal droppings, and in the process, return essential nutrients to the soil.
Oh, just wow. Beautiful and talented and so giving. No, no, don't try to deny it. Oh, you know it's true. Oh, can I get a selfie?
Posey!
Everybody make a duck face!
Posey! Please! Oh, yes, that is also accurate, Miss Slug. There are many earthlings who contribute to nature's balance in this way. They are called scavengers. And we are going to meet more of them on our travel pod today.
Wait, what's a scavenger?
It is a kind of earthling that survives on the leftovers other earthlings leave behind, and in turn, helps maintain the natural balance of planet Earth.
Hmm, that sounds like something you just made up to feel better about eating my pizza crust.
Scavengers are very much real, Mosey. And yes, I suppose in this instance, me eating your discarded pizza crust is being a scavenger.
Is this gonna happen every time we say scavenger? I'll take that as a yes.
Well, let's take this opportunity to thank the beautiful Miss Slug for appearing on our show.
Thank you, Miss Slug. You're an inspiration. Oh, now we're going to fire up the old Roswell 5000 catch and release transporter to beam up our next guest.
Please welcome the crab.
Now, this fella here comes to us from the bottom of something called the Chesapeake Bay in the Northeast U.S. of A. And, he's a blue crab, obviously, and he lives on the bottom, so he... I'm sorry, but can you stop doing that?
Mosey, do not be rude to our guest.
Well, I'm sorry, but that clicking thing was very distracting.
Well, crabs click their claws when they are threatened or agitated. They can also use their claws to hunt small fish, shrimp, or clams to eat.
So they hunt for food with those claw thingies?
Sometimes, but not always. Since they live all the way on the bottom of the ocean floor, they don't get a whole lot of live visitors, do you, Mr. Crab? So most of the time, crabs feast on leftovers and eat the bodies of animals that are already dead.
Ew!
Making them scavengers.
It also makes them kind of disgusting, right?
No, Mosey! It makes them helpful!
Oh, like how you were being helpful by eating my lunch leftovers?
No, not at all. Well, actually... yes, kind of. You see, by eating the bodies of other dead sea creatures, crabs help the entire ocean. They break down this organic material and recycle it into the ecosystem as nutrients.
Still gross.
Ugh.
Ow! He bit me!
He did not. That is inaccurate.
What? He just bit me!
He did not bite you. He pinched you with his claw. And you were being very rude, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I guess the gross thing sounded kind of mean. Sorry, crab thing.
Yes, our apologies. And thanks, Mr. Crab. This would appear to be a good time to return you to your underwater home while we prepare to take a short break.
Coming up next on Flippin' Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling, we are going to take a road trip. What's our destination, Flip?
Well, Mosey, we will be on a road. Literally. A road trip is a trip to a road, correct?
Not exactly.
But there's a surprise.
Ooh, I love surprises.
We get to meet more scavengers.
Can we unplug this thing?
How many times has this happened to you? You're a predator, out hunting for food. You spend hours stalking your prey. You wait for the perfect moment and finally strike. And then you're just not hungry anymore. Well, that's where we come in. We're Carcassol, and we'll eat anything. If you've hunted more than you could possibly eat, just call 1-800-GOT-ROADKILL, and Carcassol will handle the rest. Using Earth-based hyena technology, our trained staff of scavengers will devour the whole corpse. We'll pick every bone clean and leave the scene spotless. No skin, no fur, no problem. At Carcassol, we do it all. So the next time your claws are bigger than your stomach, call Carcassol at 1-800-GOT-ROADKILL. And if you act now, we'll throw in a free travel bag, perfect for storing dead animals. It's our exclusive Carrion Carry-On, and it's yours free for a limited time when you call Carcassol at 1-800-GOT-ROADKILL. That's 1-800-GOT-ROADKILL. Call now.
Incoming! Incoming! We are receiving transmissions from human Earthling field reporters!
Hi, Flip and Mosey. I'm Claire, and I live in Marlton, New Jersey. I would like to tell you about owls. They are amazing creatures with eyesight that live during the night, and so that means they are nocturnal and hunt for food at night.
Wow!
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 I'm Flip and Mosey. My name's Molly. I live in Virginia. I'm here to tell you about the amazing otter. They put their hands while floating on their back, and they don't float away while sleeping. And their fur is the thickest in the whole entire animal kingdom. Bye.
Wow! Write that down, Flip.
Got it.
Knock, knock.
Who is knocking at my door?
Next.
Next who?
Next caller. Let's keep this show going.
Hello. My name is Ben, and I live in Durham, North Carolina. And my fear report is, did you know that snakes don't have noses? They smell with their tongue.
Sounds delicious.
I do not fully comprehend that.
Earthlings are so cool. If you've encountered any amazing Earthlings in your travels, we want to know.
You can use your cellular communication device to call 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. And share your field report with us.
Flip and Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
Where are we again, Flip?
We are in the southwestern region of the North American continent, in a region of the United States known as Southern California, specifically the Mojave Desert.
Say what?
We're about 2 hours outside of Vegas.
Oh, okay, cool.
And we are on a road, which is a flat surface that some of the two-legged screen-watching Earthlings use as a venue for travel.
Yeah, this one is called a highway. Although, we're pretty low to the ground right now. And this is where we hope to find more scavengers! I said, we hope to find more scavengers! Wait, where's the ooze?
You don't do it right.
Well, I didn't get an instruction manual, Flip.
Actually, you did, Mosey. How many...
Shh! Flip, look.
Oh, my. Look, Mosey. I believe those are two Earthlings called vultures.
Vultures? I would have gone with big, bald blackbirds myself.
They are big. Their wingspan can get to be over 6 feet wide. They are amazing Earthlings, and they are scavengers.
Oh, come on! This is so not fair.
It's all about timing, Mosey. Someday, I will explain comedy to you.
Bro, you gotta try this part. Oh, so good.
Oh, I know, right? It's so fresh, the meat just falls off.
Excuse me?
Yo, dude, we got a couple of bennies here.
Back off, dudes. We got dibs, bro.
Yeah, back off, dudes.
Right. That's okay. You can have all of that to yourselves. We're not here to eat the, whatever that is.
Pretty sure that's a mule deer. Or might have been a coyote with a weird hat. It's hard to say.
Yeah, but we totally called dibs on it.
Yeah, indeed we have. But you bros are not here for the food?
No, we have already eaten. I had some delicious leftover pizza crust earlier.
Leftovers rule.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. I am Flip, and this is Mosey, and we are intergalactic travel writers.
Okay. Well, I'm Screech. This is Kong.
So?
And we're just like vultures, and we eat cool stuff.
We would just like to talk with you, if that is acceptable.
Yeah, sure. Feel free to hang, as long as you don't mind us chowing down while we parlay.
Yeah, watch out for the roller cows.
Roller cows?
Yeah, the two-legged Earthlings call them cars or whatever, but they're mean and fast, and they don't always stop.
So these roller cows live on the roads?
Yeah, well, they don't live there, but... Oh, car!
Okay, clear.
Wow, that was a big roller cow. Do you guys always eat dead animals off the road?
Not always. Sometimes we find coyote scraps in the desert and stuff, but the roller cows leave a lot of leftovers.
But you are such large and strong birds.
I know, right?
Can't you just hunt for food that is alive?
Yeah, well, we could, but... Car!
Claire! Yeah, you see, this is the perfect meal for us. We have, like, amazing eyesight, so we can spot carrion from way up in the sky.
What's carrion?
Surfer speak for a dead or decomposing animal.
Okay. Ew. Forget I asked.
Yeah, but we also have practically no sense of smell.
Really?
Yeah, really and true, my strange little bro. I mean, we could smell some stuff, sure, but the odor from a rotting corpse, it doesn't bother us at all.
And you don't ever get sick?
No way, my dude. We vultures have this righteous and powerful digestive tract, and our immune system is, like, totally jacked.
Too true, bro. That's why we can eat decaying carcasses and not even feel a tiny bit queasy.
Yeah, well, that was that one time.
Oh, yeah. We were macking out on this mountain lion. It was so fresh, and we just kept, like, eating and eating.
Oh, man.
We got so full. It was actually a little whoa.
Yeah, and then these two ravens showed up and chased us away.
Oh, dude.
Lewis and Ray.
Yeah.
That was their names, right? They were so mean.
Well, you know ravens, hyenas, jackals. We all got the same idea, you feel me? It's almost like we were made for this. You know what I'm saying?
I believe I do.
Yeah, we're the cleanup crew, and we...
Car!
You car? What?
No, dude, car!
Ah! Woo! Oh, that was a close one. I think the roller cows are starting to get aggressive, Flip.
Agreed, Mosey. Perhaps it would be wise for us to return to the ship.
Yeah, okay. Well, peace out, fam.
Yeah, well, peace in and out to both of you birds, too.
Farewell.
Travel safe and stop.
Yeah, and watch out for the roller cows.
Well, friends, that's about all the time we have for this Travel Pod edition of Flippin' Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling.
Yes, we have returned from our road trip and will now determine what we have learned today.
Well, first of all, a road trip is not a trip to see a road.
Agree to disagree, but continue.
Also, we learned that every earthling doesn't either hunt or eat plants for food. Some get their nourishment from being the cleanup crew.
Correct. One earthling's trash is another earthling's dinner.
It's all one big circle of life.
This planet's ecosystem is amazing! Which reminds me, is there anything else you learned today, Mosey?
Okay, I see your point about finishing my leftover pizza crusts. I have to admit, sometimes it's important to be a scavenger. Oh, for real? Now?
Well, you said it perfectly this time.
What, scavenger? Okay, really, you can stop with the whole scavenger thing. Flip! Make it stop.
Make what stop?
The noise every time I say scavenger. Ah, seriously?
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean? Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings Travel Pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... What does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson. And Ed Rosenberg III provides the magnificent score.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Bodie, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including...
Jason Rabinowitz.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw.
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time!
Flippin' Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.